I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Authorities in Dagestan are investigating the murder of 49-year-old Artur Suleymanov July 16th. He was the pastor of the largest church in the capital city with lots of outreach. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says,
"It's troubling in the sense that I think for the first time that I can think of in recent years, we've had an evangelical pastor within Russia murdered like that."
SGA has some partners there. Will their ministry suffer?
The growing pressure on evangelical Christians in these regions, I think, is such that we're probably going to be seeing a lot more security consciousness in terms of ministry and supportive ministries.
Next, in 1990, what started as a mission trip became a vision for a way to spend their lives giving a cup of cold water in Jesus' name. Today, Living Water International marks 20 years of the same passion. Paul Darzlek says the whole thing started in Kenya, but now has grown to 26 countries. Now looking ahead, Living Water is planning a summit to include the voices and ideas of anyone who's donated time or money to Living Water or has benefited from their work.
Out of this is going to come a five-year plan where we're seeing ourselves double our growth and impact over the next 5 years.
And it took months of volunteers helping to build and wire it, but the third HCJB Global radio station in Nepal is finally up and running. The new radio station will be able to reach 200,000 people in an area with few Christians and fewer churches. The radio planter hopes to plant a church soon. As people hear about Christ and the gospel through radio, they'll be able to meet a body of believers. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. To help you, MNN's making available the 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, the first step in evangelism. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.